anxious for a start. So we'll begin the show with Paul Merton. And Paul, actually, the next subject is the first one, taking the waters. Will you tell us something about that subject in this game, starting now?
Well, it's a polite version of taking the urine, and I wouldn't expect anything less in Tunbridge Wells. It's an extremely polite society. You walk around, people doff their caps, men and women greet each other at the railway stations, kiss, embrace, an orgy on Platform 5 is a regular thing on a Monday.
And... Kit, you've challenged.
I'm spring to the defence of Tunbridge Wells, where I was raised. He's not talking about taking the waters at all.
Yes, I think deviation. That's right. He's deviated from the waters, talking about the wonderful
the
people of Tunbridge Wells.
Of these good people.
Yes.
Yeah. I'm worried about Platform 5.
Yeah. Every Monday.
Every Monday, right. Kit, that was a correct challenge. Deviation, so you get a point for that. You take over the subject. There are 47 seconds available. Taking the waters, starting now.
They call it a chalybeat spring. It's actually a mispronunciation of chalybeate from the Greek, and it's a filthy thing, like a car sump down in the Pantiles. And it's now surrounded entirely by Indian restaurants, which has the same purgative effect. But in 1606, I think it was, there was a young nobleman who had a hangover, and he stooped down and took these waters and fired him up with iron and blood and heaven knows.
Clement challenged.
Yank, repetition, hesitation.
All of them, I think, probably. Yeah.
I didn't notice any.
Fire and fire.
He was getting, what, fire?